you got this free card, but you still took their money. And they're like, give us our money back. Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast, a culture commentary podcast, and also talking about the West Indian experience. I am your host, Lynn, the Friendly Black Hiding. And before we get started, if you want to be a part of my small shout outs, where I give a small shout out, a little description, make sure you DM me, you can email me, shoot, you could just at me, because I do want to give small shout outs. It's just that I definitely do want to put more people out there, and you know, as you know, you can catch me while I'm definitely searching, because you know, I definitely think that more people should be out there. And I'm going to make an episode just mostly focusing on creators and podcasters that I watch and I listen to. So if you want to be a part of small shout outs, you can DM me at the Country Caribbean, or you can DM me at my personal Instagram, which is the period symbol LYNNB, and say like, hey, want to be part of small shout outs, you know, plug in whatever you need to plug in, and I'll definitely put that in. Now with the episode that I'm going to do today, usually when I'm talking about these things, I just want to mostly focus on that. So we're going to be talking about why women fall out after vacation from a woman that's been on vacations. I'm going to be talking about the lying, the shade to strangers, all that stuff. So let's get started. Okay, so you constantly hear people say, why do women fall out after vacations? Like, what be going on? What be happening? Listen, child, it's a whole lot of stuff. So before I say anything, I seen a status a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, oh, if you only bring $1,000 with you, I can't vacation with you. So then the person goes, oh, I'm not finna argue with y'all, I'm not finna go back and forth. But it's like, sis, you start a topic, you basically wanted to start a discussion. So like, are you going to continue the discussion? You can't just drop a gem and just go on about your business. Like, cause me, I know I love to talk, obviously. So many people were like, $1,000, like, what are you, they said more than $1,000. Like, first of all, what are you buying? I can see if you're going out the country. So then the person replied was like, food, clothes, shopping, all that stuff. And me, I'm never too shy to drop a couple of dollars on some food. I'll spend more money on food than clothes, like, to be honest. Unless it's wings and fries. Like, it's only I have a certain limit for wings and fries. And if it comes with celery, I'm definitely coming back to you. But people were like, oh, if you're like traveling locally, like let's say I go to Carolina. I was going to say California. Let's say I go to one of the Carolinas. Like, baby, I don't need $1,000. Shoot, I probably don't even need $2. But even when I went out the country, like, I didn't really need $1,000. I probably spent under $500. Can't remember. But I know I definitely spent under that. And I was technically out the country. So someone's like, I'm not spending $1,000 on food and drinks. I understand, like, if you want to experience restaurants and stuff. But sometimes I would rather spend my money on something I can experience. Like, yes, you can experience a restaurant, a club or whatever. But I'd rather spend on experiences, like adventures and stuff, going to the jungle, driving like the little water boats and stuff, then like spending it on drinks and food, because people be taxing the hell out of them drinks and food. So it's like, bro, now I can see the shopping part, because you know, you need about like 2 months worth of clothes if you're going on vacation for like just a week. Okay, so let's get into the money part. that's probably be one of the main reasons why a lot of issues come up, because maybe someone doesn't want to pay, or someone's like, oh, that's too much. And then you have shadiness, like, if you broke, just say that. And it's like, no, even people with hella money, they have budgets, okay? If I feel as though like something is out of, like, if I don't want to, if I feel like something is too much, or I don't think that's reasonable, then it's like, yes, that person might not want to pay. And also, it's their money. You can't tell somebody what to do with their money. So then you have people who feel as though like, you're being cheap, blah, blah, blah. Why go on vacation if you're going to be cheap? People have budgets. I know that my mom always told me, like, carry cash on you. Once you run out of the money, then, you know, it's time to go. Like, once I start dipping into my actual bank account and the money in my pocket ran out, then it's time to go, because everybody has a budget. Everybody has an amount they're going to spend, you know, X, Y, and Z. Another thing that I've seen, I was listening to the Read podcast, and one of their stories was a woman, she wrote in talking about, am I wrong? So the thing is, she works at a rental car place. She gets free rentals. She went on vacation with some people from Facebook. So she collected the money from everybody, but she got the free rental. So she was saying stuff like, why are they pushing their brokenness on me? I didn't have to use my free rental. It's my free rental from my job. You know, am I wrong? And it's like, bitch, you wrong as fuck. They even said that themselves, like, girl, you is wrong. Because if you felt that way, then y'all should just pay for the car. They already gave you the money. So then all you did was pocket them. You basically you scammed them. You finessed them because you got this free car, but you still took their money. And they're like, give us our money back. She said that the trip was kind of like, there was a lot of tension after that whole situation. Yeah, bitch, because you try to scam these girls. And then also, these are people that she doesn't really know as well. So they definitely should have beat your ass. And that's what the podcaster said as well. Like, they should have beat your ass because that's some slick shit. So outside of money, just lying and going on vacation with strangers. Now, those are tricky because, you know, you can't really be like, oh, I don't want this person to come, or all this, because especially if you're going with somebody and they have like their other friends. Now, I remember I went on a weekend trip with someone and they invited their two other friends. I didn't know these women. I never came across these women. Actually, I did. The only reason I knew one of them is because I cussed them out a couple of years ago, because their boyfriend turned baby daddy was like going off on me, and then she jumped into it and I cussed her out. So, you know, you can't, in that situation, I felt kind of weird, because at first I was like, damn, bitch, you hang out with anybody. And then now that me and the person's not friends no more, I was on Snapchat, and I think it was someone that they knew that was on vacation with them. And then it was just a whole bunch of other girls. And I was like, dang. You know, because she has said it many a times, and I've seen this as well, where people put on their Instagram stories or just their stories in general, and they're like, hey, if anyone's available from this date to this date, you know, and if you want to go to this location, it's going to be blah, 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 you know, dropping prices and stuff. And I don't know, I guess I'm not a fearless person or whatnot, but like going on vacation with someone that I met a week ago, it's kind of weird, especially like staying in the same room. And it's weird because you don't know these people. And I understand, like, there's friendly people out there. There's people that, you know, you make some good experience. Shoot, I've met people off of Twitter and I've had a good experience. I came across people, all that stuff. But that can also be a reason why people fall out, because they don't know each other. So, like, if you don't know each other and something goes down, of course, like, y'all not gonna fuck with each other no more, because y'all don't know each other. Y'all don't have history. Y'all ain't trying to make it work or nothing like that. And if lying is involved, you damn right, them people is not coming back, because you're lying. Lying is, like, the deal breaker. But I always think communication. I always say communication. You know, there's been times where I have not spoke up for myself and, you know, set boundaries or just, I didn't really say nothing until like I was around somebody that I was comfortable with because, you know, especially if you don't know the person. So sometimes vacations expose the real issues that you have with the person that you're traveling with. Because I remember I was sitting on the couch. I think I was in Florida. I was sitting on the couch watching TV, just chilling, soaking in the sun. And the person I'm no longer friends with, they were talking about their other friend to me. And there's so many issues popped up in that weekend trip. But yeah, sometimes vacations expose the real issues that you have with somebody, some unresolved issues. I know that definitely happened to me. Sometimes you grow closer with people. And sometimes it's just a lesson. Like you learn, sometimes you just learn so much in your little trip that you take with somebody. And I mean, hey, if people fall out, they just fall out. And then there's so many people in this world, so it doesn't really matter or whatnot. Nah, I mean, I'm not against going on vacation with strangers. I know that people do that for businesses and to network. Nothing against that. It's just that, you know, I like to have my own little corner. Like sometimes the personalities clash as well. Some person might be very high up as far as, you know, they're on 10, and then you have someone like me who's very chill. I just want to sit on the couch, relax and stuff. I mean, I know how to turn up, but I'm just more chilled, watching TV, talking. And then also, it could be kind of like if you didn't plan it, like if you're going along with it, you know, there's chances that, you know, whatever they do, sometimes you have to do that as well because, you know, you're going along. Like, you know, you didn't plan it, you know, you're just going on the trip. So sometimes you might just want to chill and watch TV and actually just relax and everybody else wants to go do X, Y, and Z. So that could be also another reason as well. It's just personalities clashing and sometimes people not understanding why you want to just chill. But yeah, that's just my little short take on why women fall out after vacation as someone that does go on vacation. Shoot, even just like, even with family, like the same thing can go for family. Like sometimes vacation exposes the real issues. Like I said, y'all come closer or y'all learn something or boundaries get set. It's just the same thing.
Hey, connect to your Bluetooth real quick.
My outside tune for this episode is going to be, all right, so I know I be like most of the tunes that I put up are very, they're either like R&B or like they're very Afrobeat or dancehall soca, but I'm gonna give y'all another one. So it's called Feng Shui, FengShui, by Jadena. So it's by the artist Jadena. I know, like, I haven't heard from him in a minute, but he does make a lot of Afrobeats. Very, because I mean, he is African. He's half African. So he does make a lot of Afrobeat music. Very high. Like, this one is very mellow. It's like, if you're just chilling outside, I would say kickback, you know, backyard party, basement party. But just, it's very, it has an R&B feel to it. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I've been your host, Lynn. You can follow the Country Caribbean Podcast at Country Caribbean on Instagram, the Country Caribbean Podcast on Facebook, @ALYNNB on Twitter. And like I said, if you want to be part of small shout outs, just DM me, send an email, tag me, and I could do that for you. So thank you for listening and bye.